are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
The Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare, and May Adam. And joining me this morning in studio, Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Here we are again. Yes. As we say, time goes by in a hurry. We're all busy.
And it really does. Yeah. This summer just seems like it's just going by in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, you know, it's getting towards the last of July, and school's going to be starting here in 3 or 4 weeks, and so it just goes by.
It really does. And one thing that's been, you know, really good for the city is, you know, this weather, as much as we need water, you've been able to get a lot done when it comes to construction around the city.
Yeah, we really have, Dave, you know, and we've heard continuously from people that our streets, you know, we needed to catch up on that. And we put an additional $1 million into our street program for this year. Mm-hmm. And so people are seeing more projects going on. We're doing milling and paving. We're doing chip sealing. We're doing total construction. And even right around here for the Dakota Radio Group, you know,
we're building kind of surrounded.
Yeah, you are, because we've got, you know, a couple block project down there on Pleasant. We just finished up with Huron around the corner there, mm-hmm. and then you go up the street there to Broadway. We're doing work there. So there's a lot of signs, you know, up that street's closed totally or only open to through traffic or residents on those streets. Highland Avenue now, we're starting construction over there. Airport Road is still closed. And so, you know, these are all things that we really wanted to really hit our street projects hard this year. And, you know, the people are seeing that, but they've always, you know, the citizens have always been great on picking alternate routes. And
right.
And because it's long-term wise, it's we're going to be in good shape.
Exactly. It's just a little minor inconvenience for a few days, but in the long run, you're going to have a better street to yep. travel on. So that's
right.
That's and the plus side.
As we've talked before, you know, here in South Dakota, the construction season's only so long. So you
right.
need to keep on those projects. And with the weather the way it's been, we all hope for rain for sure. But we've sure made some good progress on that.
You really have. Something that's been in the news quite a bit that the city's been working on is the rental inspections and how that's all going to work.
Yeah, that is, Dave. And, you know, this is not something terribly new. We've been talking about this over the last couple of years and talking to other communities that do have rental inspection programs. We're one of, you know, a few Class 1 municipalities that do not have a rental inspection program. And it's not meant to be anything gotcha as far as the landowners are concerned. It's more of a positive tool, we look at it, to help both the tenants and the landlords and the city to ensure that, you know, just basic things in the rental apartments are up to a certain level. And, you know, it's just basic things. Do the smoke detectors work? Does all the plumbing work? Are there leaking pipes? Are there exposed wires? Are there broken windows? Pretty basic things mm-hmm. that, you know, everybody would want their family to live in safe conditions. And overall, all the rentals in Pier are great. But this is just a, you know, positive tool that landlords can use and tenants can use to make sure everything's in working order.
And you had some public feedback. You had a couple different sessions where people could come and, you know, voice their concerns, let you know what they would like to see. And it sounds like you really got some good feedback.
Yeah, Dave, we sure did. We had 3 informational meetings, and that was always our plan, was to come up with a draft. We looked at several other communities' plan that they had in place, took some of their ideas and tried to make it fit for the city of Pier. And then we had the draft, and so we had the informational meeting. We had tenants come. We had landlords come. And we had just interested, you know, public citizens come. And we got great feedback. You know, some was good constructive criticism. Some were, well, we're just not sure of the total program itself. And we've got a lot of people support it too. So we took all of those comments that we received. We're going to go back now. One of the probably the biggest comment was let's slow down, make sure we walk this and don't run with it. And we agree. We're going to take back. We were going to bring it to the commission earlier than the rest of the feedback that we got. So we decided to go back, redo the draft of it, and then we're going to get that out here in August, probably the middle of August, to all the stakeholders, let them take a look at the changes that we've made and the improvements that we made, and then bring it back for public hearing sometime in September. So we really appreciate all the comments that we got. We've gotten emails in addition to the information we gathered at the informational meetings. Mm-hmm. So, and I think by the time we get done, we're going to have a good, solid program here that everyone will be able to use, and will certainly make rental safe and occupiable.
Absolutely. So a few more steps to go, but then the process will be done, and you'll get things in place and make sure, like you said, everybody, from tenants to the landlords, are in a good spot, and that everybody's going to be looked after.
Yep. That's right. And, it's a give and take. We knew that from our first draft that we did, we knew that, we'd get comments because the city's not in the rental business. And so it's always good to hear those positive comments and concerns mm-hmm. of the landlords and of the tenants. So I think by the time we get done with this, we'll have a good workable program that everyone will be able to live with.
Sounds great. So treatment plant, how is that coming along?
Both the clean water treatment plant and the wastewater treatment plant down by the softball fields are we're putting major investments in both of those. The water treatment plant, they'll soon be starting on the pipeline from the treatment plant itself down to where it'll fit into the total distribution system. And that'll be the last piece of, pipe from the water intake by the railroad bridge to the pump house, to the water treatment plant, to the distribution system. Then all of that piping will be in place. And so next, with the sidewalls going up on the water treatment plant, now we'll start on the interior work, putting in all the filtration systems, the pumps, the valves, the technical electrical part of it. And so that's really coming along very, very nice. And they're a couple months ahead of schedule. So for sure we'll have, that plant up and working by, I'd say early fall next year.
Fantastic.
Yep. And the wastewater treatment plant right. down by the softball fields. And that's kind of out of sight and out of mind. Mm-hmm. It's down there. And that's, 24/7 operation, continuous flow of wastewater down there. We're putting, we're remodeling that whole plant down there. And it's a $15 million project.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot going on down there. They're just getting started down there. The contractor's just getting mobilized. So that'll be, you won't notice it. I mean, we're still going to, be able to treat all of the wastewater. But there's going to be a lot going on down there that the public won't see. But big investment. When we get done with this, our electrical system, our clean water system, and our wastewater system, those utilities, it'll serve the community of Pierre for decades to come. Everything will be up to date. And we've really been doing it, where we haven't raised electrical rates in 2 years. We haven't raised wastewater rates. And so, utility-wise, when this gets done, the city will be in great shape for those types of services.
Very nice. And more work that's been going on is the skate park that, of course, had to be moved to a different location because of the pool planning there. But a perfect time to upgrade it. And it's really coming along.
It really is, Dave. And that's one, as we talked before, we knew we were going to have to move that because the footprint of the new outdoor pool is much, much bigger than the old one. And so, we looked at several different places around the community where we could locate that. And it really, the best place was down in Griffin Park. That's where everybody's used to having it down there. Once the pool gets done, you know, there's just going to be a lot of activity down there with the tennis courts and pickleball courts that we talked about prior to today. Horseshoe throwing and, you know, everything will be located right down there. So we just took the skate park. We moved it just across the Capitol Creek there and down a little closer to the river. If you drive down there, you'll see it right down by the baseball field down there. And they just poured the other half of that with concrete. So now the total slab is totally poured. And once that gets, you know, fully cured, then we'll start placing the new skate park equipment in there. And the kids will be right back in operation again. So there's a lot, you know, that guy gets used quite a bit. I was surprised when we really started looking at the usage of that. And we got a lot of input from parents and kids that were using the skate park. So that was kind of a neat project where, you know, the users themselves had comment on what was needed. And so it was a good partnership with the citizens.
Very nice. Yeah, I know they'll be excited for that to get finished up.
Yep. Yep, that's for sure.
As always, there's a lot going on with the construction. We just ask people to be cautious, be patient, and you know, slow down so that the workers can do what they're doing and everybody gets home safe.
That's right. And you may have to, you know, pick a different route to work or to go into the store or taking the kids to activities. So just as you say, just be aware, and we're going to get them finished up as quickly as we can, and we'll have better streets.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for stopping in, Mayor. Always good to have you here. And stay cool over the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah. It's that that time of year. So
it is
triple digit temperatures.
Unbelievable. It's been pretty toasty.
You bet.
So we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Dave. You bet.
All right. There's Peer Mayor Steve Harding joining us for today's edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare, and May Adam.
Is it time? Are you ready?